It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Yes, indeed. It is time for one of my favorite things because I love it, sharing people in my life that make my life better. And of course, that is Fit and Fabulous. And today is all about getting your body fit. Yes, we know what that's all about. If you have my boy Hans, by the way. But first, let's say hello to my favorite girls, Jessa Jeremiah, general manager of Wisconsin's 57 Girl Talk. I mean, she's a mom. She does it all. How are you, love?
I am great. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Krista.
Oh, my gosh. Love you,
morning,
as always.
Morning.
And, of course, beautiful Miss Karina Craid, mommy, actress, you know it. Also, my lovely co-host from Wisconsin's 57 Girl Talk. Hi, honey. How are you?
Hey, Krista. Love being here.
You're just the cutest pregnant woman ever.
I know.
I mean, come on.
I don't always feel that way, but thank you.
Yes. So, of course, Girl Talk is something phenomenal on Channel 57. I mean, these women are phenomenal. Jessa, tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, my gosh. We have so much fun on the show covering all kinds of community events. We cover fitness. We cover fashion. We cover finance. Well, I got all the F's, at least. But we cover so much. And it's
I love it.
It's so much fun. So, this week, we actually went to Monroe and covered some great Monroe businesses. Melissa Even, the director of the Chamber of Commerce out in Monroe, guest hosted the show. We had Miss Wisconsin
wow.
International on.
She's Ooh. Gorgeous, by the way.
I know.
Of course
she's
she
so pretty. And, of course, we talked about cheese, because when you're in Monroe, you talk about cheese.
You've got to talk about cheese.
Cheese Days is coming up. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about fitness and Dane Dances, of course, which we got to host.
We did.
And that was
Love
so
them.
Much fun. So it's so much fun. We hope you tune in because we have a lot of fun just touring around, cruising the city.
Absolutely. All right. So if you enjoy your cheese as we do, you know what? Sometimes that can put your body into like the slow-mo and it can get on your butt cheeks and all that. And that's not a problem because, of course, I have my personal trainer on today, Hans. Good morning from Pinnacle Health and Fitness. How are you, my man?
Good morning, Krista. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me back. Ladies, good to see you.
Glad to see you in person. I've been following your posts.
Yeah, we love your post.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We
Thank you.
Like
I appreciate
them.
Your comments.
By the way, I will let you all know this morning we are looking for you. If you have questions for Hans this morning about your own personal goals, we want to hear from you via Facebook or on our phone. So, Hans, tell us, my man. We've been working for quite some time, this last summer, and a lot of fun stuff coming up as well.
Yeah. You know, Krista, when you started Fit and Fabulous, I thought, boy, there's a lot to cover. There's a lot of people out there. And so I knew somebody was going to be starting from like day zero, right? They're like ready to head into day one. So I started with the absolute basics, the Faithful Four, go look those up. Then, other people are like, hey, I'm doing some stuff, but I got to be challenged. And so we talked about strength training. We talked about cardio as king. Don't ever lose that cardio because health, heart disease is a real big thing. And I don't know. I just thought it'd be a good time to summarize how this is landing with you ladies, with your listeners. And so I thought a Q&A would be good because, we're like it or not, we're kind of heading into the fall. Kids are going back to school soon. Schedules change. So let's just kind of take the summer and let's figure out questions, answers, and get ready for the fall.
Love the questions.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, too, because my mom listened to the one where we did the Faithful Four, and she's been texting me every day that she does it. She's
Good
been
job,
texting.
Mom.
Yes, go, mom.
Awesome.
I love
Good job,
it.
Mom.
So, okay, I've got two questions for you.
All right.
I actually have like 100, but I'm only going to ask you two.
Let's start with
I love
two.
It.
My number one question that I would love to get your input on is when I go to the gym, so I'm a cardio person, so I have to kind of force myself to do weights.
Mm. Yeah.
I always do machines because, one, I like the pictures that are on there that tell you what to do.
Right.
And two, it's just a little bit closer to the cardio machine. But I never know because I feel like the people who are really fit and really know what they're doing do free weights.
Yeah.
So is there a better or a worse option?
Good question. So here's my take on machines. So one, if you're doing machines, keep doing it. Keep rocking it. The thing is, I think machines serve a purpose for beginners, which potentially you are. They're good for older clients. If you're not used to a machine, not used to lifting weights, it's good for beginners, but I really feel like the gold standard is free weights. So I would say this, Jessa, start with your machines. And then when you feel like you are proficient, when you're moving up a couple weights, take one or two exercises and figure out how to do them with free weights. Free weights are going to be more ubiquitous across different gyms. You're going to have more versatility for overall fitness, and it's just going to be more challenging. If it's more challenging, your benefits are going to go up. Every time I lift, I'm using a couple machines. But challenge yourself to figure out a couple of those exercises. How do they translate to free weights?
That's a great
thought. Makes sense.
Okay, yep. So I can take baby steps. I don't have to dive all in at once.
No, one or two at a time.
That's great.
And okay. You may come back to them later too, right?
Right, yeah, good point. Okay. The other question that I have is, obviously, as moms, we're all moms in this room anyway.
Girl.
Being busy, it's hard to know when to fit in workouts. And sometimes I feel like I have a couple options. One is get a few short workouts in throughout the week.
Right.
Or the other is maybe just do one or two longer, really intense workouts.
Yep.
Is there a better option?
Better option. Well, I'll tell you that, you know, exercise science has shown that, you know, they've looked at this. Scientists have said, based on our population, based on the research that we do with, you know, how people exercise and what benefits they get out of it, 150 minutes is the number you're after. Now, let's take running as an example, just because everybody can kind of, you know, understand what we're talking about. If you're jogging or walking, let's call that low or moderate activity, you need to get to 150 minutes. That's the exercise guidelines. Now, that can be 50 minutes, 3 days a week, do the math, or it can be 30 minutes, 5 days a week. To me, it does not matter, but you're really going after that 150 minutes. Now, if you're like me and you like to do more intense stuff, you can drop that 150 minutes down to 75. Does that make sense?
So that's motivating to work harder.
Oh, he's insane. He's insane.
Well,
he's amazing.
Insane.
Well, I mean, your body's insane. The things you do.
You know, so it doesn't matter. I just want you to know those numbers.
Yep.
Low to moderate activity, 150 minutes, which seems like a lot, but I'd rather have you have it spread over 5 days. 30 minutes a day, you're going to get there. Move up the intensity to high intensity.
Mm-hmm.
You can drop that down to 75. And frankly, you could mix and match, but just know those numbers. That's what you're shooting for.
It's kind of like making it custom for yourself. I like that because it's less intimidating than to say 150 minutes per week. When you break it down, I'm like, I can do that, right?
And you absolutely can. And when Krista says I'm insane, she sees some of my insanity, but what she doesn't see is the low, slow bike rides that I do also. So you're absolutely right, Karina. You're gonna customize it. Sometimes it's gonna be an intense day, and then other days it's gonna be low, you know, low and slow.
Yeah.
But all of those add up. Just know 150 minutes and 75 minutes.
Beautiful.
Does picking up toys off the living room floor count as a workout?
It's got to. It's got to.
Girl,
right?
Yes, it is. So listen, we are, of course, taking questions via our Facebook and on the phone. We actually have someone beautiful on the phone. Naomi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Friday, everyone.
Yay.
Hello.
So, honey, what is your question for Hans today?
Okay, so I just want to know my hardest area for me to get, which I feel like is so hard for all women because we're in Wisconsin and we love cheese and chocolate. It's my stomach. It's like the most stubborn area to lose that belly fat, and especially the lower area where you have like that pooch. Like, I'm pretty good with getting rid of stomach fat, but it's always that little pouch that I want to get rid of. So I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of that little like kangaroo pouch full of all my guilty pleasures.
Naomi, great question. You know, stubborn belly fat, you know, you do a Google search on that, ladies. I mean, have you ever done that Google search?
Yes,
it's,
maybe.
You know, you're going to get about 1.5 billion articles. And what those articles are going to tell you is that, you know, it's really all about weight loss. It really is about a caloric deficit. Your body is going to burn fat the way that it wants to burn fat.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that. What you want to hear me say is you need to do this, this, and this, and it's going to go away. That just does not exist. If you have 20 pounds of fat to lose and you lose the first 10, you're probably going to lose the next 10 in the exact same way. That being said, a lot of us can kind of grab our midsection right now. We can feel a little bit of that extra. We all have it. I do too. And so really it's about a caloric deficit. The number one thing I would say, Naomi, is consider two things. One, change up what you're doing. Your body gets really used to what you throw at it. And once it gets used to it, it's going to not change as much as you want it to change. But number two, back to that strength training, I'm telling you, when you start adding muscle mass to your frame, if I could just go throw 5 pounds of muscle on your frame, your metabolism is going to go up. You're going to be burning calories 24 hours a day more than what you were when you're without that additional muscle mass. So number one, change things up. Number two, do the strength training. But it really is a matter of being in that caloric deficit. I hate to say it, nutrition is going to be more important than the exercise. And that's the exercise guy talking. Sorry.
Sometimes when I'm with Hans, he's like, Krista, how are you doing on not eating that ice cream? I'm like, oh my gosh, I still do it.
That's the question to ask you, isn't it?
He always asks me. So, Naomi, you're a sweetheart. I hope that helped you out, girl.
Yeah, actually, I wanna bug him for one more question, too. This is it. This is the last one.
Okay.
So, oddly enough, when I gain weight, the first place it goes to is my arms. And I follow Krista, and she's just, like, shredded. And I'm like, I need these arms. I need these triceps in my life. How do I achieve these arms?
Well, first of all, I think you're very sweet to say that my arms are shredded. And yes, Hans does do amazing jobs with my arms. So she wants to know, how can she get some really nicely toned arms?
No, oh yeah, tone. Tone is the word with females, and I'm totally okay with that. I would say, Naomi, switch from tone to strong. Don't go for tone anymore. Okay. Tone sounds really light. It sounds like, you know, there's something that it just sounds a little more delicate than what I think it deserves.
Right.
Go for strong. You know, go for being in that caloric deficit. You know, the bottom line is, I don't care how toned and strong you are, if you have fat over those areas, that's what's gonna, you know, show first. Once you get rid of that fat, it's a matter of underneath having the muscle tone. The muscle strength rather than the tone. I think that's really what you need to go after. Tone sounds like you're lifting little 10-pound weights.
Mm-hmm.
Krista, we lift a little more than 10, don't we?
Yes, we do, girl.
I like how you changed that. That doesn't
matter. Naomi, thanks so much, honey, for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Happy Friday, you guys.
Thanks, love. Bye. Bye-bye. That's awesome. I love that. By the way, real quick, we have on Facebook Live a question for you from Yvonne, Hans. Is weight training or cardio better for burning back fat?
Back fat.
Yeah.
Well, boy, we're at kind of a theme of the day.
Yeah.
Like I said before, back fat, it doesn't matter where the fat is. Your body is going to burn it however it wants to. Strength training over the long term is going to be better. You know, when you do cardio, you burn calories. And when you're done doing your quote-unquote cardio, you are done burning calories. If you can do strength training, you have that strength 24 hours a day. So those hours when you're not working out, you're still going to be burning more efficient calories because you have muscle mass. Muscles burn more calories. They increase your metabolism rather than no muscles.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Love it. Yvonne, thanks for your question, girl.
You know, Hans, this discussion is making me think about what I do at the gym. And when I go to the gym, I do cardio.
Yep.
I do abs. Well, not with a baby, but...
You're adorable. Yeah,
I definitely don't do it now. And I do weights. But then I always forget about my legs. And I look at people like Tina Turner,
woo!
Who's aging just so amazing. And she's got these amazing legs.
She does.
And J-Lo. And I want to have some good legs.
I want J-Lo legs.
What do you think J-Lo does in the gym?
See, that's the thing. I don't know. I bet it's like a two-hour workout every day. That's what I'm imagining.
I want that body, too.
Those legs are killer, and I want those.
Karina, I would challenge you. Now, I've never been in a gym with you, but when you say you do weights, and then you say you forget about your legs, I'm going to say I bet you're forgetting about your legs during the weights. Mm. Meaning, let me ask you this. Can I put you on the spot?
Yes.
Are you doing squats?
I'm fine.
No. Oh, there's the answer right there. So there we go. Number one, we're going to do squats.
Yeah.
Faithful Four, it can be body weight stuff, but pretty soon you're going to be like, this is too easy. You grab two 15-pound weights and you do squats. Next week, you're going to be at 20-pound weights and you do those squats. So I really think you need to add more resistance than you're doing. That's the number one thing. So don't differentiate weights with legs. You
All
need
right,
to be
you
doing
caught
squats.
Me, Hans.
There it is.
You caught me.
There it is. That's
I'm
the answer, squats.
You would be so cute right now, pregnant and squat, you know, doing your squats. I think you'd be adorable. So fabulous. I mean, gosh, a lot of stuff was learned today. I know that, Hans, every single time that I'm with you, I feel so much better about myself. And, you know, busy people, busy moms especially, keeping at it. We got to do what we got to do. And I so appreciate you coming in today and letting everybody know how we can stay in shape and get that muscle and have rock hard Tina Turner legs, and you know it. So basically, one thing that's absolutely amazing with Hans is that we have a Facebook group that you can join that actually you can get trained by Hans for free. And what's that name again?
So it's I think it's called Hans's Fit and Fabulous.
Yep.
You know, find the show. We'll put a link to it. We'll put links to the other show, you know, episodes that we've had here. So definitely, I'm going to be an open book there. I'm happy to be your guys' online personal trainer while we do this Fit and Fabulous segment.
Love it. It's going to keep on going. And girls, as always, I love you, Jessa and Karina, from coming in from Girl Talk.
Love you, Krista. And real quick, shout out to Jessica. Happy birthday, our other Girl Talk host.
Happy birthday, Jessica.
Woo! We love you, girl. It's Fit and Fabulous, of course, with Hans, my personal trainer from Pinnacle Health and Fitness, and the lovely ladies from Wisconsin's 57 Girl Talk. We appreciate it, and we'll do it again. Later.